helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for December 24th, 2010. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Just a reminder, there are a few slots still open for one-to-one career consulting. You can find complete information on the website, douglasewelch.com/career. Today's show, asking a lot of myself and you too. After a busy few months, things have slowed down a bit here for the holidays. This has given me more time to reflect on the year and think about what I want to accomplish in 2011. After a bit of this thinking, I find that the watchword for the new year is going to be demanding. It will be a demanding year, but that demand will not be entirely external. The fact is, I'm going to be demanding a lot more of myself, too. Even more importantly, I'm going to be a bit more demanding of you, at least as much as I can be at a distance. I'm not going to be demanding because I think you're failing in your career. Just the opposite. I'm going to ask more of you because I think you have more intelligence, more energy, and are more innovative than you might even believe yourself. As I've said for years, I truly believe that each of you have the power to build the career you deserve, the career that best fits your wants, needs, and desires. After the last few years of recession, though, I think we're all a bit tired and worn out. This is why we need to refocus on what's important and how we might achieve it. For my own part, I'm tired. I feel as if I've been fighting an uphill battle for years now. I try to focus on my own goals and projects, but the weight of bad news, political infighting, and frankly, stagnation of business and the government can wear you down over time. You can't ignore what's happening in the world, but you also can't let it grind you up. Instead of looking for outside energy, motivation, and affirmation, you need to turn your focus inward. You need to look to your own innate powers. You need to stop worrying about what the world is doing and concentrate on what you want to do. Too often, we come up with great ideas, but then let them be buried under mountains of doubt. The current laws wouldn't allow that. Someone else will copy it. Corporations will quash it. We need to stop talking ourselves out of projects and instead move ahead as if the constraints never existed. The truth is, in many cases, the constraints are only in our minds. We can find a million reasons to say no to an idea. Instead, we need to look for the one good reason to say yes. The one good reason to keep creating, keep trying, and keep working. So here is what I'm going to be demanding of myself in the coming year. I will force myself, whenever possible, to look for the yes. I will ignore, whenever wise and feasible, the naysayers, the gloomcasters, the crazy makers that sap my energy and wear me down. I will demand the same of you. I'll also demand that I notice when I'm hiding from my work in other semi-productive activities and refocus on those things that can really make a difference in my life. While I need to stay in touch with what's happening in the world of technology and elsewhere, I can also use the concept of research to dig myself into a productivity hole. I think this can be true of all of us, so we all need to guard against it. Finally, I'll demand of myself better treatment. We can all get down on ourselves from time to time, but this is probably the most destructive of all behaviors. Negative talk, even casually, damages ourselves and our productivity. We all stumble, we all fail, we all have issues. If we pile on lots of negative talk, we stop ourselves from moving forward. In some cases, we can even reverse our progress, losing whatever gains we might have made. This is a big demand, but probably the most important. Treat yourself right in all areas of your life. Take care of yourself, or you won't have the energy, physically or mentally, to keep moving forward. Let's all be a little more demanding this year. Demanding of ourselves, demanding of others, and demanding of our careers. We all have so much to gain. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Find more information at douglasewelch.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwrite.com or post them as comments on the website, or add them to our Facebook fan page. You can also call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. Look for the subscribe button in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage. If you enjoy career opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip in our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, sharing links via Facebook or Twitter, and more. You'll find links for all of these on the website.